We are back today with a walkthrough on how you can use Bland.ai, the outbound AI phone calling tool, in combination with Claude to build a comprehensive AI phone calling agent. So as you're seeing now, this one looks pretty complex, but it's actually a simplified version. And it's quite a bit simplified from the original pathway that I first decided to build. And I can say for sure that this would have taken me multiple days to build out and think through, whereas I was able to get it done in probably about an hour or two with Claude. So let's go ahead and test this out and send our call.
Hello, thank you for reaching out to our support team. My name is, and I'll be happy to assist you with any questions or issues you're having with our marketing automation tool. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I'm just having some trouble setting up the first part of the automation using Lindy.ai. I'm not sure if I'm doing something wrong, but I can't get it to work.
I'm sorry to hear you're having trouble with setting up the automation. Can you walk me through what steps you've taken so far?
Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator, where we simplify AI marketing to keep you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by Digital Pop, delivering AI marketing automation so your small business thrives. Here's your host, Alex Carlson.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today with a walkthrough on how you can use Bland.ai, the outbound AI phone calling tool, in combination with Claude to build a comprehensive AI phone calling agent. If you are not familiar with Bland.ai, we have done an episode on them before, and I will link to that in the show notes. But it is a tool that allows you to build conversational pathways and then employ AI voices to make phone calls to your prospects. And these conversational pathways will determine the logic with which your agent is going to speak to those prospects. If you are watching along on video, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen right now, and you can see what one of these conversational pathways will look like. So as you're seeing now, this one looks pretty complex, but it's actually a simplified version. And it's quite a bit simplified from the original pathway that I first decided to build. This one was built from scratch, but actually using Bland.ai, you can also have them generate a conversational pathway for you by describing your use case. Now you can do that very easily just by going over to the left-hand sidebar here, going to conversational pathways, and you see a few different options to get started. You can create your pathway, and this goes from scratch, or to generate from audio or a use case, which is very handy if you don't quite know where to start and you just know exactly what you need. You can start with a template, or you can go to their pathway showcase as well. So anyway, we went ahead and created one from scratch. If you do that, or if you generate from a use case, in both those instances, I highly recommend using Claude, and specifically Claude Projects, to build out a use case that is relevant and contextually accurate for your business or to your business. So we're going to start with building out our Claude project for our demo and for our example tonight. Now, what you should do and what you want to do is gather as much documentation as you can about the business that you'll be building this phone calling agent for, that you're going to be building this phone calling agent for. I highly recommend, if it's a client business, sitting down and doing a discovery meeting, doing an interview, and then taking that transcript from that interview where you have every detail of their business that you can think of. And again, there's no reason not to use Claude or ChatGPT or another tool to come up with that interview and those interview questions and that outline as well. So you've created your discovery interview outline, you've gathered all the context and all that information about the business from the business owner or from an employee who's well aware of all the details. And then I would also suggest adding deep research, a deep research document about the industry that this business is in. So if you haven't created a project before, you can go right here to projects. I'm gonna go ahead and share my screen again. This time we'll switch over to Claude, and you can go right here to projects and click new project, and it's going to prompt you to give it a project name, but also a brief description. Once you click to create your project, we'll just throw test in there. That's where you're going to get this project knowledge option. And this is another area where I highly recommend just going into Claude itself, telling the case, the use case that you're looking for and that this project is supposed to deal with, and let Claude help you develop the instructions for the project. For this project, you want it to be an expert in the given field, this given industry that you're working in, and you want it to know everything there is to know for the specific business. The way I organize these projects is business to business. So each business or client or my own personal business has its own project that has all the knowledge and all of the context of that business. So this is where you're going to add those transcript notes from your discovery meeting. This is where you're going to add that deep research file, get it in a PDF download and add it here to the project knowledge, as well as some project instructions. If there's a business plan or if there are any other proprietary documents that are safe to take from your client or your business and add them here into the project knowledge, definitely do that as well. Now, what you're seeing on the screen now is this agent conversational pathway that I had Claude develop, and I did so with the following prompt. I said, using all the context added to this project, write a quote-unquote use case that I can then give to an AI agent that will develop a node-based conversational pathway to be used during an AI phone call. The point of this call is to insert your business here, services, to the speaker on the phone, and it's going to crank out that use case for you. You can use that to then have Bland AI generate a conversational pathway for you. However, I opted to create one from scratch so it could be very detailed and very specific, and the prompt that I went with was, okay, now I need to create the conversational pathway from scratch. Please write each node of the conversation and connect them with the potential directions that the conversation could take. For example, here you're seeing the introduction node. It says, introduce yourself as AI Alex from random business title here. Ask if they're involved in real estate investing, wholesale transactions, and then you see the options or the logical branches that could take place if they say yes, if they say no, if they're busy, or if they want a human. Then it's going to continue to the next node of the conversation and the directions it could go from there as well. And here is what that output looked like from Claude. It gave us node by node what each one should say, and it gave the possible logical directions off of that node and the nodes that they should then go to. And this was really great, really detailed. What you're looking at now is actually simplified version in a couple ways. The first one it gave me was verbatim. It basically said the exact words that they wanted the agent to say at each step, which is something you can and should do in certain instances in Bland AI, especially during probably the greeting portion of the conversation or specific parts of the conversation where you want to know exactly or control exactly what the agent is going to say. However, I would recommend using more general directives at each module on each node so that the agent can be more flexible in what it's going to say. So what I asked the model to do was please rewrite each node as more of a directive for the phone agent, not as a verbatim version of what they should say. And that's where we got these current nodes that you're seeing right now. We basically got the same layout except not verbatim, just more of a directive. And we got an extremely detailed output here. You can see there's multiple nodes that are listed by Claude, multiple branches off of each node. Probably initially it ended up being close to probably like 60 nodes once you get through it, because there were probably about 30, but many of them had three different parts like A, B, or C. Some of them went all the way to E. And eventually we even got into double alphabetic. So it became very, very convoluted very quickly. Switching back over to the conversational pathway, you can see how quickly it gets very complicated. And again, this is actually a slimmed down, simplified version of what was initially created when I first started the project. And I had to ask Claude to simplify the tree significantly. Please make it 50% less complex and present the nodes to me in an easy sequential order that can be replicated in a flowchart, because eventually I lost track of where we were at in this 60 node conversational pathway. So the result that we're looking at here was much more consolidated, much easier to follow, and much easier to build out from scratch in a conversational pathway. It was still very detailed. As you can see, it still got quite complex, but at the very least I could follow along and I could actually keep track of what I was building and how it was all coming together. So I recommend just going node by node, adding the nodes that each one would lead to and connecting those branches. And as you can see, if you're watching, I'm looking at like the individual conversational pathways here. And even now there are pathways going all different which ways and all different directions. And I think I will probably try and organize this a little bit better so it looks a little nicer, but functionally everything is connected and where it should be. And I can say for sure that this would have taken me multiple days to build out and think through, whereas I was able to get it done in probably about an hour or two with Claude. And now that the initial conversational pathway is built and everything is connected and the logic is in place, you can go ahead and add some more detail, which is what I think I'm planning on doing here. I'm going to go through each node, each conversational pathway, each branch, and just have Claude add some more detail and then just copy and paste that into here, gradually building out the intelligence of the phone calling agent and kind of making it even more customized and more specific. Now, once you've done this, you can test your pathway using a chat mode. You can set up the configuration with which the node you want to start on the version of the pathway that you want to use. You can add variables and data in for the model to employ. Let's just go ahead and show you what that would look like. If we were to hit test pathway here, you can select all these different features or all these different configuration settings. And if you hit test pathway, it's actually going to pop up in a little chat box here for you to then converse with the agent and see how it goes through and how it's going to handle each logical step. You can also send a call directly to a phone for testing as well. One thing to note though, I don't think you can call the phone number that you used to sign up for the account. It seems to be a little bit of an issue there. Maybe that's by design. I just can't really get it to go through to my phone number, but any other phone number appears to work. So I just hijacked my wife's phone and used that phone number for testing. And you can walk through with your agent as well. And then you can actually talk through with your agent as well and test it out and have an entire conversation, challenge it, ask it the tough questions that you want it to be able to answer for your potential prospects. And that's basically the gist of it. It's drastically easier than creating a conversation without Claude, without the assistance. And I found it to be a very, very effective solution. Now, this particular conversational pathway has a little bit more detail for a client of mine. So I don't think I'm going to run through and demo this right now. What I'll do is I'm just going to quickly create a use case here and we'll create a simple, more simple pathway and we'll test that one out here for you guys. So stand by while I whip up that conversational pathway. Let's just go ahead and do it together on the fly here. Let's go conversational pathway. So here we are generating our pathway. So we're just going to say it's a test pathway. Our use case would be, I don't know, let's just do a customer support for our AI marketing automation service. And you're going to give it some examples of how you would like it to speak as far as the tone and how you want it to represent your business and yourself. I'm just going to say professional tone for the purposes of our test here. And we're going to go ahead and click generate. And as you can see on the little right hand side here, it's analyzing our requirements and generating our pathway automatically, which is really handy and really cool. So as soon as this is done, we'll go ahead and test this out and you'll get an idea of how it works. Now, I'm going to cut ahead to the point where it's actually calling us. And so I don't have to show you my wife's phone number. That's the last thing we need on YouTube right now. So as soon as this is done, we'll jump ahead and we will place a test call. Okay, so it's finalizing our pathway here and I'll let you guys get a look at the pathway that it creates as soon as we're done. Okay, and here we have it. So as you can see, it's got a little greeting, an initial greeting background. We are at the start of the conversation. The user has just reached out. The pathway here is that the customer is ready to describe their issue. We identify the problem. So you can see it just very step-by-step logically takes you through a potential support conversation. And so let's go ahead and test this out. Let's go and click save on this pathway here and we have to promote it to production. We're in a staging mode right now and it's actually saving right now, so we can't send a call. Okay, now we have the option to send a call and we are in staging still. As you can see, just something to bear in mind that you'll want to do editing and staging and you can promote it to production at any time. So let's go ahead and send a call here and test this out. We'll skip ahead until the call is being made. So stand by. The other thing that I forgot to mention is you can customize the voices that you want to use here as well. There's a few different voices that they've curated for you, but you can actually add your own. I've added a couple of my custom voices. So let's go ahead and put in the Alex Carlson voice there. This is where you're going to add any variables that you want the agent to know for the conversation or metadata, any pronunciation words or words that are difficult to pronounce. And you can put in the pronunciation guide, what you want the agent to do on the voicemail, or if you hit a voicemail. These are a bunch of different settings that you can toggle on or off for tracking what or who answered the phone, who it was answered by, if you wanted to wait for a greeting from the receiver of the call, if you wanted to block interruptions, if you want to ignore button presses, all of these things, noise cancellation, tons of different options for these tests or conversational pathways, keywords, language, all sorts of stuff, as well as a max duration for the call. And if you have any custom webhooks that you want to pull some data into and use in other applications, you can do that here as well. So let's go ahead and test this out and send our call and we should see it ring through here in a moment and I'll just hold it close to the mic. Hopefully we can get some good audio for you guys and you can hear it.
Hello, thank you for reaching out to our support team. My name is and I'll be happy to assist you with any questions or issues you're having with our marketing automation tool. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I'm just having some trouble setting up the first part of the automation using lindy.ai. I'm not sure if I'm doing something wrong, but I can't get it to work.
I'm sorry to hear you're having trouble with setting up the automation. Can you walk me through what steps you've taken so far? That way I can better understand where things might be going wrong and help get you back on track.
Yeah, sure. I've created my first Lindy and I can't get it to map the data to a spreadsheet correctly. I'm using a Google Sheets integration and I just need it to fill in the data for some prospect research, for some sales research we've been doing.
I see. So you've created your first Lindy and are trying to map the data to a Google Sheet, but it's not populating correctly. Can you tell me a bit more about the specific step where it's getting stuck? For example, are you seeing any error messages or is it just not pulling the data at all?
Actually, on second thought, can you transfer me to a human? Is that possible?
I understand you'd prefer to speak with a human. Let me get a support representative on the line for you right away. One moment, please.
Okay, so there you go. Pretty simple example. You can transfer to a live human at any time. That's one of the nodes you get here. There are a few different types of nodes. Let's just go ahead and take a look at those. You can see here on the screen, if you're watching along, you have your default node, a large text, a transfer call, a knowledge base, which is super important. This is for stuff that maybe is not included in your current conversational pathway, but you want your agent to have access to. So I would highly recommend using Claude or ChatGPT and the contextual information that you put into your project to also develop a deep research knowledge base for the industry, end call or wait for response or the transfer to a different pathway. So tons of options here as well. You can have custom tools added and a bunch of different things going on here for your node. So that is going to do it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found this useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each time that we drop an episode. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the AI Marketing Navigator. Ready to simplify your own marketing automation? Digital Pop helps make it happen so your small business can scale your marketing fast. Learn more at thedigitalpop.com.